Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you, and welcome to the Illuminated Heart podcast. My name is Ahlam Riyashi, and I am your host. This podcast is for the souls who seek to find holistic healing in Allah and who desire to become better versions of themselves spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. We will be exploring topics on mental health combined with Islamic spirituality, as well as incorporating tips on self-love, healing, empowerment, positive mindset, and more. So if you are that soul that is interested on embarking this journey, I am so glad you're here. Let's start healing together. Assalamu alaikum, beautiful souls. How are you? How is your heart feeling? And what has been on your mind lately? I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants you ease, removes your burdens, removes your difficulty, and continues to strengthen you in your journey. Ameen. This morning I was having a conversation with a friend about ownership, and it inspired me to speak about this topic. Being a victim, but choosing to not stay a victim. You may be a victim of abuse. You may be a victim of injustice or trauma. You may be a victim of someone's hurtful behavior. Sometimes we're victims to our own paralyzing negative thoughts, our anxiety, fear, depression. Sometimes we're victims of a physical health condition, and sometimes we're victims to a calamity that strikes. To be honest, we are all victims in some way. But this is the thing. You can be a victim, but choose not to stay a victim. What do I mean by this? I mean that, first of all, acknowledging that you are a victim is a fact, and it's important for your psyche to recognize what has happened to you, the harm, the damage, the pain that you have gone through, how you are a victim, the dynamic that happened. However, being a victim often leaves us in a powerless state. When you're a victim, a lot of the times you're focused on the pain that someone brought you, the injustice that you may have gone through, the abuse or trauma that has happened to you. And that is where your focus is on. You become controlled to what has happened to you. But this is why the second part of this sentence is so important. You can choose to not stay a victim. The key word is choice. Choice gives you power. This is where you take your power back, that you may be a victim to something, but then you choose to shift that focus back on yourself. Instead of focusing on other people and how they pained you and how they abused you, you shift that focus back on yourself by asking yourself, how can I move forward from this? What did I learn from this? What is it that made me a victim? What is it that made me vulnerable in this situation? How can I protect myself in the future? This is where you learn about yourself and your patterns, and then you choose to take your power back by focusing on yourself. You cannot control people or external events, but you can control how you engage and respond in a certain situation. That's your power. Look, I know how easy it is to stay in that position of being a victim. And I think initially we all need to stay in that space. It's part of our processing. It's part of our understanding a situation. You have to acknowledge the pain. You have to acknowledge what has happened. But focusing on other people doesn't change you. Change only happens when you focus on yourself. The abuse, the injustice, the trauma that you went through is definitely not your fault. It is the actions of other people. But you can choose whether you want to stay in that story and feel helpless and powerless by what has happened to you, or you can choose to move forward in your life in a different way and show up in a different way. You know, I think some people can be quite pushy on this topic about taking ownership. and not being a victim. But when it comes to individuals who've suffered trauma, it has to be a very gentle process. Part of your healing journey is actually to sit initially in that space of being a victim, acknowledging you're a victim. Like, to even acknowledge that in the beginning is such a huge shock to the system. It's part of one of the stages of grief that an individual goes through, which is the initial shock, denial. So it's part of the healing journey to actually sit with that. And then in your own time and with gentleness, no one can push you to take ownership. No one can tell you when you should. No one can force you, because it has to come from you in your own time and when you feel ready. And I think it's only when you've processed your emotions, you've processed your grief, and come to a point of some acceptance in the stages of grief, that you can then choose to move forward. You know, that's when you can choose to no longer stay stuck as a helpless individual. And I think for some individuals, it's easier for them to quickly step out of that victimhood. And for some individuals, it's a lot harder to recognize that they have a choice and they have a power. And there's so many factors behind that. So for someone who has experienced abuse over a long period of time, it is so much more difficult for them to recognize that they have power because of the psychological restraints within them. They may have gone through a lot of gaslighting, so they have a lot of self-doubt. They have been in a relationship that made them feel powerless, that made them feel like they have no worth. So again, it's really hard for an individual like that to recognize that they can do something about their situation and that they do have options, they do have a choice. So I guess it's important for us to be empathic and recognize that everyone is on a different journey. For some people, it takes a lot longer and a lot more effort to actually step into a position of ownership and choosing to no longer be a victim. Regardless of where you are in your journey, the purpose of today's episode was to remind you and empower you that you can be a victim of something, but you can choose to not stay a victim, right? You have a power. And it's within you. It's where you focus your energy. I'd love to know your thoughts and feedback on this topic. I'd love to know what resonated the most with you. What did you find beneficial? And thank you so much for listening. I really enjoyed having this talk with you today. And inshallah, I'll see you here in the next episode.